What the left gets wrong about climate change are, first of all, very numerous examples, but the first and most important one is this idea that all scientists agree, that there's a 97% climate consensus that no one disagrees in the scientific community. And this is perhaps the most outrageous falsehood of all. If you go back 25 years, Al Gore was promoting the same claim that all scientists agreed before we even had a climate debate. And what happens is once you start looking at the 97% claims, we find out that they're quite literally pulled from thin air, in the words of one of the top United Nations scientists, Dr. Richard Toll, or we find out that they're not even 97 scientists. One of the surveys was only 77 scientists, and they were anonymous scientists. And this is how they create a myth. It's a talking point designed so you don't have to think. All scientists agree. 4 out of 5 dentists recommend this toothpaste. Why wouldn't I buy that toothpaste? Why wouldn't I believe in climate change? The other myth is that we're in the unprecedented hottest year, hottest decade. The earth is at a boiling point. These hottest year claims are merely political statements that they're within the margin of error between hottest year statements. And then the most outrageous myth of all is that carbon dioxide is somehow the control knob of the climate. I point out in the book with Ivy League geologists, Nobel Prize winning scientists, that we've had ice ages with higher CO2 levels. The CO2 is not in any way, shape, or form controlling the climate, that there are quite literally hundreds of factors from ocean cycles to tilts of the Earth's axis, to clouds, water vapor, volcanoes, and sun's solar cycles, that they do not control. CO2 alone does not control the climate. It is one of these factors that get essentially drowned out, and you can't distinguish its effect from natural variability.